Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Zach joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much.
Anytime. You are doing something pretty cool with yoga. It's called Yoga Reaches Out. What is this about?
Yeah, this is actually my first year joining Yoga Reaches Out. I'm part of Team Drive Custom Fit out of Salem, New Hampshire. And it's a great organization that raises money for Boston Children's Hospital. And all of the money goes towards really the family wellness for the patients and families of Boston Children's.
We have worked with Boston Children's Hospital for many, many years here on the show. And the programs that they have, things you might not know unless you need them, right? And this Every Child Fund that the money you are raising goes to is so amazing, the things that they're doing. This is for things like psychiatry care, for wellness services like Reiki and yoga, safe spaces, things like this that are outside the medical parameter, if you will. What made you want to get involved with this?
Well, actually, it's because my son had heart surgery when he was 6 months old. Oh. So we were inpatient for the first, pretty much off and on for the first year of his life.
Wow.
And he has Smith-Magenis syndrome, so which is very very rare disease. We're definitely a Boston Children's family. So he's eight now, and he, thank goodness, he's definitely a lot healthier now. But we've definitely had to take part in some of the wellness and family care for sure. So as soon as I found out that there was something that I could do to, you know, try to give back, I had to reach out and see if I could do something.
Okay, so I was looking at your fundraising goal for Yoga Reaches Out for Boston Children's. You had a fundraising goal of $600, and right now you have raised $505.
Come on.
So you're super close.
Let's go.
We can hit $95 in our sleep.
Let's do this now.
So
yeah, I'm close, but for Team Drive, our goal was $40,000 total for our team, and I believe we're almost halfway there.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to include the link when we post the audio online. Or if anybody wants the link, they can you can just text us directly here in the studio. And so what we'd like to do, Zach, is make you and your son and everybody over there at Yoga Reaches Out official members of our Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Zach, we had a bit once where I did yoga in the studio for a week straight.
And yoga dance.
I've never heard my bones crack like that in my life. So I have so much respect for anyone that has mastered this craft.
It definitely does hurt. It's a good hurt, though. It's a good hurt.
It is a good hurt. All right, Zach, thanks for coming on the show. You have a good day.
Thank you. You guys, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if you've got something like that going on, we want to hear about it. We want to share it. We want to talk to you. We'd like to feature you inside the Good Vibe Tribe. Or maybe with the new year, you got a new job. You want to brag about your boss or your coworkers or how much money you're making.
Whatever.
617-655-1234. I almost did it. I almost did it, Kennedy. I almost gave the phone.
You've been saying it for 16 years. It's all right. You're allowed.
617-655-1234. That is the brand new phone number. You can call or text that number here in the studio. 617-655-1234. And to help you remember the new phone number.
Hello from Mix 104.1. Sal changed the number, so listen, hon. 617-655-1234. Call the old one. We won't answer no more.
Thank you, Kennedy.
You're welcome.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep
there
up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Sal changed our number. This is crazy. Got a new number. Write it down, baby. 617-655-1234. That's our new number. So text us, maybe. Yay, changed our number. It's not so crazy. Here's our new number. Write it down, baby. 617-655-1234. That's our new number. So text us, maybe.
617-655-1234. We do have a new phone number here at the radio station. Again, that number to call or text into the studio. And thank you to our Carson and Kennedy jingle singers for just putting together some...
Bangers
this morning for the show. Again, 617.
The staff of jingle writers that we have on call here at Mix 104.1.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole...
Don't make it sound like it's smaller than it is.
617-655-1234. That is the new phone number.
Make sure Kennedy in a room for hours until she comes back with gold.
Or minutes. She's really good at them. Again, 617-655-1234. Call or text that. Save that as the new number into the studio. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So do you guys know, this sort of happened as we were leaving for vacation. Blake Lively was in a movie called It Ends With Us.
Right.
And she accused Jason Baldoni, who is part of that movie, of sexual harassment on the set. And then he says orchestrated a retaliatory, and then there's been smear campaigns.
Right.
They both have said some awful things about one another. Blake accused Baldoni of adding a graphic sex scene to the movie without her consent and asking her personal questions about her relationship with her husband. She sued Baldoni for trying to undermine her reputation in retaliation for exposing this misconduct. He has accused Blake of orchestrating said smear campaign against him. He is suing the New York Times over libel for a story they wrote about her allegations. And that's all the backstory. So here's the latest. Baldoni's lawyers say that Blake engaged in a pattern of bullying and threats to take over the movie, and they have evidence to prove it, saying none of this will come as a surprise because, consistent with her past behavior, Blake wanted to use other people to communicate those threats and bully her to get whatever she wanted. There's so much, like,
and now
there's a lot in there, and I just woof.
And now I'm seeing interviews with people that starred with her on what's the show,
Gossip Girl.
On Gossip Girl, that I'm watching right now for the first time ever, that I love.
It's so good.
But her male co-star in that was on a podcast the other day.
Which male co-star?
Who was the guy?
Penn Badgley.
There were tons of guys.
No, it wasn't Penn Badgley. It was one of the other
Chuck
guys.
Bass.
It was her. Was it her love interest on the show? Right.
They got with everybody, honey.
Yeah. Well, I'm only one season in, so I don't know that yet. Thanks. Spoiler alert. But
they're high school kids. They all have sex with each other.
So they essentially.
Spoiler alert.
Chelsea Handler was on this interview as well, and so they asked this guy, you know, who was the most difficult to work with on the show, and he never says her name, but then Chelsea Handler says her name.
Well, I would have to know who said that, because if it was the guy that played Chuck Bass, he's had his own problems in the past.
Yeah, I don't know the characters enough to know who it was.
And as I say, you know, they filmed this when they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, think about you when you were in your 20s. Well, we were all jerks.
Think about me in my 40s.
So whatever that is, that's where that stands now. I'll keep you up to date as we go. So we have seen the news about the fires out in California and how bad they are. You remember Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag?
Mm-hmm.
They lost their house.
No, they did not.
Yeah, destroyed. They safely evacuated the whole neighborhood earlier, but the Pacific Palisades house burned to the ground. He shared some stories on his Instagram. So, I mean, say what you will about them, but, I mean, losing your whole home.
I was watching some video this morning, and this hillside is on fire.
I mean, California's on fire all the time.
And,
but,
and yeah. I guess this is this Palisades area. I don't know.
Which is where fancy people live.
I don't
Eugene
know.
Levy lives there. James Woods lives there. They've been forced to evacuate.
Yeah, half of it is on fire, and then the other half is just dark.
Under smoke.
Because, they're, you know, it's under smoke. There's no power.
Yeah. So that's awful. We feel for them for sure.
Yeah.
And since, you know, I am the number one sports reporter in Boston, I thought we would talk a little sports.
Okay.
This morning, it seems tomorrow, Mark Vrabel's coming to town.
Mike
Vrabel, excuse me.
Yeah.
Like I said, number one sports.
Mike, it doesn't matter.
His nickname might be Mark.
I was looking at the story. Is from Mass Live's Mark Daniels, so I apologize. Thank you, Mark, for the information.
Yeah.
The Patriots will interview him this week, most likely tomorrow, they say. Belief among sources close to the situation, guys, is that Mike Vrabel has been interested in this vacancy for weeks, and he'd have some quality assistants who would follow him here.
Yeah, he has a little bit of a coaching tree outside of New England where that he can draw from.
Can I drop some reckless speculation on the number one sports reporter? Former New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is now a minority owner in the Las Vegas Raiders. And there are rumors out there that Tom Brady's a big Mike Vrabel fan and that he might try to entice Mike Vrabel away from the Patriots to Vegas to play for the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders did just fire their coach, too.
Mm-hmm. And he's also up for the Chicago job, and there's, I think, one other
it's
job.
It's nice to be wanted.
Yeah.
He is in a really good
Mr.
spot.
Mr. Vrabel, you take your time. You go to the places, see what you want to see, but know that here you would be loved.
How about
back home.
Jacksonville, too. Has offered him, I think, an interview.
Jacksonville is where careers go to die.
Yeah, but it's really
warm. The weather's
yeah,
really nice.
But you gotta live in Jacksonville.
Yeah, you do. I mean, they're, you know.
Do you like soulless strip malls? Then come to Duval County.
I mean, listen, Tom Brady went to Tampa. We couldn't figure it out, right? It's because he wanted sunshine.
Tampa Bay, though, where he lives, is quite lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville is not.
There's some nice areas. You go a little bit. You go to St. Augustine. You can live in the burbs.
A lot of people go to Florida. Nobody vacations in Jacksonville.
No.
That's what I got.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Crystal.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
So I have it on good authority that Crystal, who is from Chelmsford, doesn't have to get up for like another hour, but she set her alarm for the show this morning to try and win these tickets. Is that true?
It is very true. I just opened my eyes like 10 minutes ago.
Are you a big Dancing with the Stars fan?
My daughter is, yeah.
Okay, what's your daughter's name?
Savannah.
Savannah, how old is she?
14.
She a dancer or she just loves the show?
Yeah, she's a dancer for 10 years and a cheerleader.
Wow. All right, let's get this done. Crystal, kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you.
There goes Kennedy doing the tango out of the studio. Oh, that was a pretty good move. Did you see that at
the
end?
Yeah, her hips don't lie.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's over in that studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready, Crystal?
As ready as I will be.
Blue Ivy Carter turned 13 yesterday. Who are her parents?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
The 2025 Girl Scout cookie season will run from now through April. What is the most popular Girl Scout cookie?
Oh, the caramel one?
That's tough for the Girl Scouts to have their cookie season start in January, right when everyone makes that resolution to lose some weight.
Question number 3.
Yeah, that's really not fair.
This act is headlining Saturday night at this year's Boston Calling Festival. Take a listen to this song and then name the artist.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the artist.
Follow Up Boy?
Well, so number four, tonight is the crossover episode of Abbott Elementary with the gang from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's made possible because both shows take place in which city?
Philadelphia.
What a great one. Sorry. Yeah. I probably shouldn't have thrown that last part in there. Question number five. 31 years ago today, Tanya Harding won her second national skating championship. Nancy Kerrigan was unable to compete because Tanya's thugs bashed Nancy's leg with a steel bar 2 days earlier. Can you name the 2018 Oscar-nominated movie that had Margot Robbie portraying Tanya Harding?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! All right, Crystal, you can breathe now.
All right, my palms are sweaty.
The things we do for our kids, or so I've been told.
Yeah.
Savannah's lucky to have you as a mom.
This isn't the first time I've done this for her. What? I got her Tate McRae tickets at 6:10 in the morning before, and I wasn't even listening to the radio.
You just called in?
I just started calling.
You are a good doobie.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Crystal.
Thank you.
All right, these are pretty tough, Kennedy. I have Crystal getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
Question number one. Blue Ivy Carter turned 13 yesterday. Who are her parents?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Tied at 1. The 2025 Girl Scout cookie season will run from now through April. What is the most popular Girl Scout cookie?
Thin Mint.
2-1.
I mean, it's wrong. But.
Yeah.
I heard they're getting rid of
Samoas all day.
One or two of them this year.
Yeah.
Question number three. This act is headlining Saturday night at this year's Boston Calling Festival. Take a listen to the song and then name the artist.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the artist.
Fall Out Boy. It's a deep cut there.
We played that one. When
yeah, that was like
out.
Number two in the country.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. We
Sure, man.
I know. We forget about him so quickly, Kennedy. Here today, gone tomorrow. 3-2. Question number four. Tonight is a crossover episode of Abbott Elementary with the gang from It's Always Sunny. It's made possible because both shows take place where?
Philly.
I would have taken Patty's Pub as well. Isn't that the name of the pub in there?
Mm-hmm.
Patty's
Pub?
Abbott Elementary does not take place.
Well, it should.
Those kids would have some problems if they school was in Patty's Pub.
4-3. Question number five. 31 years ago today, Tanya Harding won her second national skating championship. Nancy Kerrigan was unable to compete because Tanya's thugs bashed Nancy's leg with a steel bar 2 days earlier. Name the 2018 Oscar-nominated movie that had Margot Robbie portraying Harding.
I, Tanya.
I, Tanya is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Good job, Kennedy.
Thank you, friend.
You did very, very well. So Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $100. However,
hey, yes. We know what you called for.
Congratulations, Crystal. You just won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Dancing with the Stars January 16th at the Box Center Wang Theater. For tickets, you can buy them at LiveNation.com, but you and Savannah are going absolutely free, okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, you're a good mom.
I'm Crystal from Chelmsford, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
She's like, get me out of here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yesterday, we heard a story from Kennedy while she was traveling over the holidays in Thailand, a story that was mortifying when she found herself at a very large dinner, normally reserved for 30, 40, 50 people, and found out that she had the whole place to herself.
Sure did.
If you've not seen that video, it is fantastic. I was in Lana's shop yesterday, and we were all watching.
Were you?
It was like
You're
four
welcome.
Or five of us standing around just watching that video.
I'm so glad I could be there for you.
It's go to Mix104.1's Instagram or Facebook page. But another event that happened while you were traveling, I don't know if it's mortifying or just flat out disgusting. I think more disgusting than anything.
It's all the same. It's just gross. I don't understand it.
So what did you see?
So it was on one of my flights. And the guy next to me starts biting his fingernails. And, like, you know, I put headphones on. Like, I try and zone out. You know, I try and whatever everybody's going to do, I try not to let it affect me because it's going to be a long flight. Mm-hmm. And I want to stay zen.
18-hour flight in your case.
I just want to be zen. But he started biting his fingernails. And I just don't know that there's a sound that I dislike more than biting fingernails. But there's on that. But then he would bite them and then spit them on the floor. All 10.
Well, you can't do a couple.
And then he had to go back, you know, because they're scraggly, because you bit them instead of filing them or what have you.
Did you say anything?
No.
How close were you to this gentleman?
Next to him.
Oh, directly next to this
guy. Correct.
What was the sound again?
Right on the floor where, like, the walkway in between the aisles,
like,
that people
are
going
where
through?
His feet are, right? That I will have to walk through if I have to go to the bathroom. Do you think you're at home, sir? I don't understand what it is with people who get on airplanes and believe that they're the only person on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. Sometimes when I have my headphones on, I'm reading or whatever, mm-hmm. I kind of get lost and forget that I'm amongst people because I've drowned myself out on purpose. But, like, you know, the story that Latoya told this morning, you know, I got in a fight with my girlfriend, so I'm going to open up the emergency exit door.
Right.
Dummy. And just the things that people do, taking off their shoes.
That's
and taking
awful.
Off their whatevers and not... And walking to the bathroom barefoot. What's wrong with you?
I'm
going to
sound old here. I'm going to show my age a little bit. But it used to be when I was young and you traveled, it was almost special. And you got dressed up and you acted a certain way. And now we just don't care anymore.
It's like getting on the bus. It's no big deal.
Right. We act like we're in our living room instead of traveling on transportation across the country or the world.
The airlines treat us like we're cattle in the sky. They don't make it a very special experience.
That might be it, too.
Well, it depends on who you fly, Dan. I'm going to tell you, I felt like a princess. But in any event.
Airplane etiquette is so important because it's a tiny shared space that you're in for hours. And there's certain rules you follow. Like, the middle seat gets the both armrests.
They sure do.
Because that's the crappy
what?
Seat.
That's 100%.
Yeah, window and aisle are better seats. If you're middle, you get both armrests. That's an airplane etiquette rule.
I did not know that one until today.
Full stop.
I never sit center, so I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, but if you're starting to knock someone else's elbow off the right side or the left side,
No, I always use, like, I go for aisle because I'm tall. So
you need the leg room.
Yeah, I'm always using the left one. I'm never trying to take the right one, but I didn't realize that was the etiquette that you get both.
100%. Mm-hmm.
All right, 617-655-1234. By the way, we have a new phone number, 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. You want to talk some etiquette, Kennedy? You want to talk about the crazy things that people see on airplanes?
I would love to. I just feel like all of them are easily fixable. Like, you're a grown-ass human. You don't take off your shoes and be barefooted in an airplane.
You don't blow your cuticles all over the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't stay in the bathroom for an hour and a half because you're doing your hair and makeup.
Did you just keep your eyes straight the whole time he was doing it?
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Sal changed the number, so listen hand. 617-655-1234. Call the old one, we won't answer no more.
All right, again, 617-655-1234. Yes, we have a new phone number. We're going to see how these new phones work since Sal is doing it on the cheap now. I think it's going to sound like walkie-talkies, Dan.
New phone, who dis? Still mix.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The new number is 617-655-1234 to call into the studio or to text us. Kennedy was sharing a story about traveling to Thailand over the holidays and how the guy next to her ate all of his fingernails, chewed all of his fingernails, and then spit all of his fingernails onto the floor and then went back in for a second trimming.
Like nobody else was around him.
What was that sound again? It sounded like?
Did you hear it in your nightmares?
Good morning, Renata.
Good morning.
So you worked for the airlines for 12 years.
Oh, bless.
What's your best story right now?
That is correct. I mean, I have hundreds of them, but my best story is, so I used to work at the airport, and one of my functions was a complaint resolution officer. So with that title, I was, called to aircraft if they had any issues that were impeding them to board and take off. So I got called to this flight that was grounded because there was a customer non-compliant on board. When I went to see what the issue was, there was a mom traveling with a little boy who was probably like 3 years old, and the little boy was on all fours on the ground pretending to be a dog, and they were refusing to have the little boy sit and put their seatbelt on. So that's why I was called. I approached the mom and the boy, and I, you know, my advice was, okay, so you have two options here. If you like to continue to be a little doggy, then you need to go inside the dog carrier and be put underneath the seat. Or you can pretend to be a little boy and sit on your seat and put the seatbelt on. So hopefully, thankfully, they decided to comply and have the boy put the seatbelt on. But
that's called parenting. Why does Renata have to parent your kid?
Yeah, how do you not correct your three-year-old to the point where a compliant officer has to come?
And how much time did that take? Like, they had to call somebody, somebody had to come over, and meanwhile, everybody's sitting around. Thank you, Renata.
Thank you.
I would be so mad.
I would be grumbling loudly in the back.
Yeah.
Leslie's from Lynn, and this. What did this woman do? She walked. She did what? I don't understand this.
So I'm sorry. I'm still laughing from that last thing. God bless Renata.
I know, right?
I hope you guys had a great vacation. We missed you. So I was flying from JFK to Kenya, and the woman next to us had her shoes off the entire flight. Okay, no big deal. She got up to go to the bathroom, still barefoot.
Barefoot.
And then came back and barefoot in the bathroom.
Disgusting.
Instead of walking in front of this our seats, I was in the aisle. My husband was in the middle. She was in the window. Instead of walking in front of our seats like a normal human, she stepped on both of our seats with her bathroom bare feet and then sat back in her seat.
Oh, because you guys had stood up and moved into the aisle to allow her to walk in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she barefoot walked across your seat cushions.
With her bathroom toes.
That is wild.
Offer a suggestion to people. If you're going to be on a longer flight and you do want to take off your shoes, like, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But here are two options I would suggest to you. Bring another pair of socks that are clean and like comfy cozy that you can put on so they're not dirty and smelly. Or B, the one thing that they did do on Korean Air is they give you sandals. Slippers.
Sure.
Just little slide-on slippers.
Yeah.
So you can wear those while you're sitting. You can wear those to go to the bathroom and stuff like that. And your feet are still covered, but then they get dirty, not your shoes.
But in what world do you walk across the seats? In what planet?
You're not at a baseball game trying to get to your seat, for crying out loud.
What planet Zippy do you live on that you walked across the seats in an airplane after you've just walked to the bathroom barefoot?
And going to the bathroom is gross, guys.
Thank you, Leslie.
Just gross. Bear.
Ben is from Northborough and just has a life pro tip for everybody. Yes, Ben.
Hey, Carson, Kennedy, and producer Dan. Hope your holidays were great. Carson, we actually met at Sierra Company up in Northborough. I'm that really tall guy.
I do remember that. That place is awesome, by the way. That was the first time I'd been in there.
You guys are fantastic, but I'm 7 feet. I know how it is.
You're how tall?
7 feet.
Wow. And you just exist out in public?
I mostly fly domestic. Absolutely, under no circumstances, Kenny, do I take my shoes off. I dress comfortably, sweatpants, you know, the velour pants, sweatshirts. Never, ever take your shoes off. And then to step on somebody else's seat is repulsive. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got to ask. 7 feet tall. What size shoe you wear?
14.
Oh, that's not that big.
I'm so sorry for you to have to get on an airplane. Anybody over 6 feet tall,
I'm sorry. Ben's getting that extra legroom seat.
Bless. Thank you, Ben. Bless.
Lisa's from Providence.
Hi.
And you have a story about what people do in the overhead bins?
Mm. Oh, my God. I travel a lot for my job, and I hate it when they tell you, okay, the airplane is full. Please do not put your personal things in the overhead bin. That's what the space under your seat is for.
Preach.
But people rush. Oh, my God. It's insane. It drives me nuts.
Crazy.
Sorry.
No, it's absolutely true. It's like there are rules. They're asking for your help as we move forward. If you're going to carry on, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks, oh, not for me. But if somebody else does it to you.
Oh.
Right.
You know, totally. But no, totally. Your backpack goes under your seat.
Yeah, and people try to take up a spot in the overhead bin with like their jacket.
Like, no!
Who do you think you are?
I have an idea, Lisa.
And then people have to check back.
I have an idea because the flight attendants are so kind and nice and they're working. They have a million things to do. What if we implemented a new position on the plane and it was an airplane bouncer? And you do something dumb and they just toss your ass out.
Yeah, what if called we just air marshals.
Bopping people on the head.
No, not air marshal. It's not like you're not being a danger to anybody, but you being... Did you just walk across the seat Without your shoes on? Goodbye.
Get out.
See you. Or there's a section of the plane like they have underneath the stadium where you can get arrested on the plane.
Where they put Nicolas Cage in Con Air.
Yes.
In-flight suspension, like they used to have in school suspension.
Just a section of the plane where there's a chalkboard that says, I will not be a dum-dum.
You sit over there and you put your head down into the flight zone.
Carson and Kennedy.
When you're operating at an enterprise level, nothing drives success more than effective team communication. Grammarly for Enterprise enables your company to work smarter and faster. Other AI tools can't quantify impact. With Grammarly, you get measurable results and actionable insights, like tracking key metrics that include brand compliance and readability from their effective communication score. Because when you're able to visualize your team's impact and compare performance against industry benchmarks, you can make data-driven decisions that improve critical business outcomes. So whether you need to streamline messaging between technical and marketing initiatives or cut down on emails between external collaborators, you can trust Grammarly to help employees communicate effectively across the board. Start boosting productivity company-wide with Grammarly. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. That's grammarly.com/enterprise.
On Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Amanda, who is from Medford.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Okay, Kennedy, will you leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
How are things in Medford this morning, Amanda?
They're good. Just driving to work. No, another day, another dollar.
So, you know, we have got five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. She's got 5,896 wins, only 431 losses. She's now stepped into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cynthia Erivo turns 38 today. She starred in one of the highest grossing movies of 2024. What is it?
Wicked.
David Schwimmer says Friends fans still yell, pivot! She said, sometimes it's startling, but also it's just a reminder that that series lives on. What was Ross doing in the scene where he was yelling pivot?
Can I pass and come back?
Question number three. This artist is going to be performing Boston Calling this year. Take a listen to the song and then name him.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Oh, I'm going to be in the crowd for that one.
Name the artist.
T-Pain.
Quest number four. Kai Gerber and Austin Butler have ended their relationship after nearly 3 years. Gerber was previously dated Jacob Elordi. Butler and Elordi have both portrayed which iconic celebrity in films?
Elvis Presley.
Question number five. On this day in 1958, Bobby Fischer won his first U.S. chess championship at the age of 14. It was the first of eight wins over the next 9 years. Can you name the chess piece that can move horizontally or vertically in a straight line any number of squares at a time?
A queen.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you are a teacher. Where do you teach?
I work with kids that have autism. I work at an ABA center.
Oh, very cool. That's got to be rewarding work.
Yep.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Amanda getting 3 out of 5, Dan.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Cynthia Erivo turns 38 today. She starred in one of the highest grossing movies of 2024. What is it?
Wicked.
Tied at one. David Schwimmer says Friends fans still yell pivot at him. Sometimes it's startling. But it's also just a reminder that the series lives on. What was Ross doing in the scene where he was yelling pivot?
He was moving a couch.
We had a funny moment last night. We're watching The Office and with Barrett. He's never seen it. So we got to the episode where he screams no because Toby's come back to work in the office in season 5.
Right.
So Barrett has only ever seen that meme or seen the clip.
Oh.
He had no. God, no!
It's always awesome when you can connect those two dots for
and
people.
His face just—he's like, "That's what that's from."
I remember the first time I told someone where By Felicia came from.
Mm-hmm. By Felicia.
They were like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah."
2-1. Question number three: this artist is going to be performing at Boston Calling. Take a listen and then name him.
Hey, friends! It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. That is one Tallahassee Pink.
Sure is.
That is correct. Dan, I'm kind of mad I don't have that song here. I wanted to play it.
It's in there.
Is it?
How are you spelling drank?
D-R-A-N-K, sir.
And it's just you, the letter U.
All right. 3-2, question number four. Kaia Gerber and Austin Butler have ended their relationship after nearly 3 years. Gerber has previously dated Jacob Elordi. Butler and Elordi have both portrayed which iconic celebrity in films?
Elvis.
4-3, question number five. On this day in 1958, Bobby Fischer won his first U.S. chess championship at the age of 14. It was the first of 8 wins over the next 9 years. Can you name the chess piece that can move horizontally or vertically in a straight line any number of squares at a time?
I can't.
It's the rook, Kennedy. A lot of drama in the chess world.
A rook? No, the rook is the castle.
The castle.
Castle. Thank you.
Drama in the chess world. Did you see that recently?
Absolutely not. Tell us why.
Guy got disqualified for wearing jeans. Who's like the world champ.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It really, but it's in the rules, apparently. Not allowed to wear jeans. It's a classy
sport. Still stupid.
Let's see. What do we have for our final score? 4-3? I think that's it.
That's it.
Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Amanda. You don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Amanda from Medford, and I can't be
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm going to play you a little bit of audio from a video that my wife took the other day while we were off over the holidays. And I was excited and it was amazing, but I was just also like, oh my God, he's going to remember this for the rest of his life. And you just did it without even talking to me about doing it. And it took me back to when I was Barrett's age and I did it for the first time. Do you remember doing it for the first time?
I don't know that I remember doing it for the first time. I remember the first time my dad like took me out
to say,
here's how we do it, and you know, all the things that you never do, like walk around the car, make sure nothing's behind it, and all that stuff.
So Lana let Barrett drive the truck.
And now this, do I stop?
Yes, you stop up here. Stay to your right, Barrett. You're on the right side of the street, and there's...
Well, it's kind of hard. It's actually really hard to say.
Go up further.
Make sure there's nobody to my left.
Yep, right. And you're supposed to put your blinker on. Stop.
I can't.
That was a gas.
If you take out the lens, there's
your blinker. I'm so nervous.
Right there. Hit down. It down. Okay, now make sure
there's nobody coming right or
no
left.
Way. Okay, now slow down a little bit. Okay, turn the... Yeah. You follow the road.
You
need to be a little further on this side. Keep going. You don't want to go into a curve.
Do I stop like, here?
No, you don't stop here. There's no stop sign, but you just don't go barreling around this.
617-655-1234. Do you remember the first time you drove?
I just, my palms are sweating. It's bringing back memories and moments. Like you're trying to drive and it needs to be calm, but if someone's in your ear going, no!
Well, that other person doesn't want to die. So.
I hear you, but what's the first thing you do when someone screams at you?
You get nervous.
You slam, on the brakes, you whatever, like, oh, goodness gracious.
How old is Barrett?
He's 14.
And now, he sounds like he was on a street with stop signs for his first time.
Is it
protocol like a parking lot or a graveyard?
It was in the back of a neighborhood, like a dead end.
It was South Carolina. They do stuff.
Kids have been driving for 6 years.
There was nothing around. And, to go back to the first part of it, the fact that Lana didn't say, hey, I'm going to do this, that she just
did
it.
Is that something you guys have talked about? Like, in no way, shape, or fashion does he need to learn how to drive yet. You can't get a license until you're, almost 17 here, right?
I think at 15, you start the process. 15 or 16,
I think. It's really late here, but in any event.
He has a family friend who's 15 who already has his first vehicle, because down there you start really young.
Yeah.
But I had said to him probably a month or two ago, you're getting close to that age where we're going to probably be teaching you how to drive. And
he lives in the city. What do you need it for?
There are responsibilities that come along with that if you're going to get your driver's license.
Like going to the grocery store for us?
And so, no, I just meant we need to be able to rely on you for other things that we ask you to do outside of driving so that we know that we can trust you with an automobile. when we get to that stage. You're moving on to the next phase of life. You're a young man. We want to give you more responsibilities. And one of those is driving. And he was super pumped about it. So I had had that conversation with him. I had not had a chance to have a conversation with Lanny yet about that. And then she just goes off and then puts him in the truck and lets him go drive without any conversation with me about, hey, are we going to let him do this or not? Or is there a way, where should we do, like, all of it? And I was just like, you did it without me. I'm happy for you, Barrett. And the video is incredible. We'll put it up on Instagram.
Did she feel bad that she did it without you?
Not at all. No, she owns that now for the rest of her life. No, she was super happy about it.
Would she have been mad if you took him driving for the first time?
Damn, that's a great question.
Thank you.
That is a great question. I can't imagine what she would have done if I just told her that I let Barrett drive. Can you imagine what that would have been like?
Are you saying there are some double standards in relationships?
I remember the first time I drove. I was 15 years old. We had just moved for the 35th time. And we unpacked our boxes out of the U-Haul truck. And my mom got a phone call from her boss and said, don't unpack. You're moving again. In 90 days. Don't unpack your boxes. You're moving again. And my mom was just worn out. We had just driven across the state of Florida to get to this new place. She gets off the phone with me, with that guy. She goes and grabs her car keys. She throws me the car keys and says, hey, will you run down to the 7-Eleven and get me a pack of cigarettes?
And there it is.
I had never driven
the way every
before.
Child in the 70s learns to drive. Pure necessity from
parents.
It was parents.
Early 80s, but yeah.
Pure necessities from parents.
I like that she didn't even bother to teach her. She's like, just run to the store.
I had never driven a car before. And, oh, by the way, it was 1983. She had just bought her first new car, and it was a Corvette. So she threw me the keys as a 15-year-old to her brand new Corvette and said, drive down to the 7-Eleven. And I drove that thing down, and it was down a main road. And I drove that thing like...
That's really cool. Mine was a manual Toyota minivan.
I was driving like 17 miles an hour in this monstrous automobile, scared out of my...
I think mine was my mom's Pontiac that I was learning
And the
on.
Better part is that you could go buy smokes at that age, and they'd be like, sure, man, here you go, $1.60, let's do it.
Well, I had a note that I always carried with me.
I had a note, too, at one time from my girlfriend's mom.
Different times.
My mom also wants me to get a 30 rack.
All right, 617-655-1234. There's a lot to unpack there. And if you remember the first time you drove, what it was like, was there an accident? Did something happen? How did it unfold? Again, 617-655-1234. Again, yes, that is a new phone number, by the way. If you'd not heard, we have a new phone number here at the radio station. You can call or text that number, 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
617-655-1234. Brand new phone number here at the radio station. You can call or text that number, 617-655-1234. We were talking about the fact that Lana let my son Barrett drive for the first time over the holiday break. And there's so many emotions. One, that he's getting to that age that we have to teach him this, which is just wild, you know, to think about him driving.
Well, let's be honest. Y'all live in the city. Mm-hmm. You don't drive that much. He won't need to drive that much.
I'm just going to tell you, though, it would be nice if he could drive himself to a lacrosse tournament every once in a while. Give it a little bit of our life.
Kid, you're going to Springfield on your own.
As you would never do that in a billion years, but I like where your head's at.
Right. And then also just remembering the stories of when you first drive. As I said, I was 15 years old and my mom threw me the keys to the car and said, go get me some cigarettes. And I had never driven a car before. It wasn't like she got in the car and told me what to do. It took me a minute just to figure out how to get the key in to turn it. Right. And then working everything, the blinkers, the brakes, all of it. I didn't get any instruction. She just threw me the keys.
It's the most wild thing I've ever heard, but also the most your mother Carol thing in the world. And just super quick, for everybody who's saying, like, don't do this because I'm going to get in trouble. Come on.
I'm not getting in trouble. I didn't do it.
I thought you guys were cool. Relax.
Yeah, first of all, I thought you guys were cool, but everybody does this. Right? Yeah.
Who didn't drive before they got their license?
No one has ever touched a wheel until their learner's permit was firmly in hand.
Kaylee's from Wittensville. Good morning, Kaylee.
Hi.
So what is this about your boyfriend?
Oh, my God. So I was 15 years old, and my boyfriend, well, I don't have parents, so I grew up without both parents. I was an orphan, so he took it upon himself to teach me, and he brought me to school. He was like, oh, you're going to drive to school today. It was about a mile and a half from the house, and I got in the car, and he was teaching me what to do. We were driving this old, like, 4x4.
it was my first time ever driving, and he was like, all right, this is what you do. And I took off like a bat out of hell, going around the corner, got pulled over, and and his mom was a lawyer, so she had to get us out of that.
Oh, my gosh.
So the 17-year-old boyfriend was teaching the 15-year-old how to drive.
As one does.
Yeah.
That is a movie.
It happens.
I need to watch that movie.
Pulled over immediately.
Yeah, there's always a cop around, right? There's never a cop around until a 15-year-old is driving around with a 17-year-old.
My best friend, and this is before we were both 16, used to steal her mom's car all the time while she was at work. And like we would go to McDonald's and stuff like that.
Sure.
No license, no nothing.
Oh, I stole my parents' car all the time.
Insanity.
Samantha's from Westminster and got into an accident the first time driving. Oops. Is that right? What happened?
Yeah, so I had just got my license. It was winter. My sister's super cool. She's 10 years older than me. She's like my second mom. So she's like, I'll take you. And she brings me. We get my license. We're leaving. I get to drive. So we're driving along. I'm doing fine on the roads. I'm doing the stoplights, whatever, doing it. And we go to a store. So I pull in the parking lot. And I'm pulling into this parking space. And instead of slamming on the brake, I slam on the gas, and we go right into a snowbank.
Yeah.
Lana said that was her biggest fear.
Important to learn those lessons.
Yeah,
early.
The difference between a brake pedal and a gas pedal.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine learning stick at the same time.
I have a question for Carson.
Go on.
I'm listening.
Carson, do you think your wife took your son driving without you because you had the big adult conversation without her?
She didn't know about that conversation yet. I hadn't had a chance to tell her. So she didn't know that conversation.
Oh.
So when she got home, after Barrett was gone, I was like, did Barrett? So Barrett, I think, actually played us because they were out somewhere. And then Barrett said, can I drive? And she's like, I don't know. Sure, why not? He never mentioned that we had had a conversation about getting older and the responsibilities of being older. So I think Barrett played us, knowing that I hadn't had...
Where do you think he learned that, sir?
Thank you, Samantha. Kate is from Blackstone. You hit three things the first time you drove.
Oh, my God. You sound like me.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Tell everybody what you hit.
So I went to get my license and got in the car and was driving around, and they asked me to do the required three-point turn, and I did my three-point turn, and then they asked me to back into a parking spot, and I backed into a parking spot and hit three trash barrels and knocked them over. And then after I knocked the three trash barrels over, we drive back to the registry, and I took my license and I took my test in Brockton, Massachusetts. So it's a city. There's a lot of cars. And then when I'm driving back, I pull in and he says to me, tell me where your emergency brake is. And I looked at him and I said, I don't have an emergency brake in this car. And my mother is in the back laughing hysterically at me. And they passed me. They gave me my license. I couldn't even believe it.
You tried to fail.
That feels like,
no, you're good.
That feels safe.
It's fine. You're
I
good.
Should be on the road.
I had to take my driver's test twice. Thank and a surprise Kate. To no one.
That is a surprise to me. I got 100 on my written exam for my driver's test.
Oh, the written exam, fine. No, it's the driving test.
And the driving part? I passed it first time.
Uh-uh.
First time through. And real quick, Michelle is from Dracut. How was it the first time you drove? What happened?
Hi. So my brother picked me up. My brother is 13 years older than me, and he picked me up in his Ford Taurus Beta, right? And I get in the car, and he goes, don't tell mom. I says, all right, I won't say anything. There's no rearview mirror, no side mirrors. And I go, how am I supposed to drive this? He goes, listen, it's the people in front of you that matter, not the people behind you. Let's go.
And I'm sorry, what kind of car was it again?
It was a Ford Taurus. It was a nice little Beta.
You can just call in and say that anytime. Can we save that for days when I feel sad?
That is good. Thank you, Michelle.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Stephanie from Salisbury.
Hi, Stephanie from Salisbury.
Hi, Kennedy. We met once at the Continental years ago.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that was when you were going out with the big guy.
Yep.
GTL.
The Mountain.
Oh, the Mountain.
Yeah, we used to go there. We used to go there and sing karaoke.
The Continental, that's the bar, the hotel all the spies stay in.
No, that was a restaurant in Saugusta.
R.I.P.
Yeah,
it was started older folks, and they had a great karaoke night.
I appreciated your John Wick reference.
Thank you. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Stephanie?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So you know how this works. There's five trivia questions. They're all about pop culture things. You answer more than right, and you win the money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
There's the 45th anniversary screening of The Shining at the Timberline Lodge in Oregon this October. That was the hotel used for the shots of the Overlook Hotel in the movie. Who played Jack in The Shining?
Jack Nicholson.
Genius physicist Stephen Hawking was born today in 1942. Professor Hawking only guest starred once on any of the Star Trek shows, but he did do seven cameos on which sitcom?
Say it again.
Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking.
Seven cameos on which sitcom?
Oh, I don't know.
Question number three. A$AP Rocky and Playboi Carti will headline Rolling Loud in California in March. A$AP Rocky shares his two kids with which iconic pop star?
Oh, boy.
Rocky.
I listen all the time. Of course, I know all the answers then.
Question number four. Blake Lively has sued Jason Baldoni for sexual harassment and retaliation during the making of their movie It Ends With Us. In which TV show did Blake play the character Serena Vanderwoodson?
You got me. Don't know.
I wouldn't have known it either. I'm watching that series right now for the first time. It's pretty good. Question number five.
Oh, really?
Today would have been Elvis Presley's birthday. When he died, he was worth about $5 million. In 2022, his estate was valued up to $500 million. Which decade did Elvis Presley pass away in?
70s.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! She's watching TV in there.
Is she? What is she watching? What's on?
Kennedy, what are you watching in there?
I don't know. It's a commercial for some Broadway show. You know how I am.
Funny girl.
You know how I am. Beep, bop, boop.
Going to be at the Citizens Opera House February 4th through the 16th. Part of the Broadway and Boston series.
We're big fans.
Hashtag ad. let's see. Stephanie got, is that 3 out of 5, Dan?
Yes.
Not two.
No, 2 out of 5.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
She got 1 in 5.
Woo! Yeah, yeah.
She bookended it.
Yeah. Well done.
2 out of 5. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Thank you, Kennedy.
Yeah.
There is a 45th anniversary screening of The Shining at the Timberline Lodge in Oregon this October. That was the hotel used for the shots of the Overlook Hotel in the movie. Who played Jack in The Shining?
Jack Nicholson.
Tied at 1. Genius physicist Stephen Hawking was born today in 1942. Professor Hawking only guest starred once on any of the Star Trek shows, but he did do 7 cameos on which sitcom?
The Big Bang Theory is it.
I just remembered that.
2 to 1. Question number 3. A$AP Rocky and Playboi Carti will headline Rolling Loud in California in March. A$AP Rocky has two kids with which iconic pop star?
Rihanna.
Yes, it is Rihanna. 3 to 1. Blake Lively just sued Jason Baldoni for sexual harassment and retaliation during the making of their movie It Ends With Us. In which TV show did Blake play the character Serena Vanderwoodson?
Gossip Girl.
4 to 1. Question number 5 today would have been Elvis Presley's birthday. When he died, he was worth about $5 million. His estate in 2022 was worth $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
Which decade did Elvis pass away in?
Decade? I was alive, so the 70s.
That's right. It was the 70s.
I remember my mom reading me the newspaper saying the king had died, and I'm like, who's the king?
Mm. 5 to 2 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. You get the win. Stephanie, you don't get the cash. However, we do have a cool prize for you. What are you doing this Saturday? I know what you're doing this Saturday.
What am I doing this Saturday?
This Saturday is the Carson Apology Tour down at Patriot Place at Gillette Stadium. I am taking you and a guest ice skating. We're going to ice skate on Saturday at 11, and then afterwards, I'm taking you out to lunch at the Harp. How about that?
Who doesn't like free food?
Wow.
Right? Plus, you're going to have a chance to win some cool concert tickets, the concerts that are happening at Gillette Stadium this summer. So we'll see you on Saturday, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I can't. My name is Stephanie Brown, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Mike from Medford.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You as well.
Mike, there are five pop culture trivia questions, and if you can answer more correct than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000.
Yes. It's setting in.
It's setting in. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. Balloonerism is the new album coming January 17th. It will be the second posthumous album since the death of this rapper in September of 2018. Ariana Grande dated him for almost 2 years. Who is he?
Can you say the album again?
Balloonerism.
I don't think he would have picked that album name if he was still alive.
I am completely...
Okay. Question number
two. So thank you next, too. Yeah, go on.
Question number two. What is the name of the superhero alter ego of Diana Prince?
Wonder Woman.
Question number three. What's the name of the school in Gossip Girl?
I've never seen it, so wouldn't be able to tell you.
Just started watching it. 10 out of 10 would recommend, Mike.
Yep.
You, why don't you start watching it, and then we can like do Instagram chats afterwards about what we think about each episode.
I'd be down for it.
What is the name of the fictional town in Parks and Rec?
This is really out of my wheelhouse on all of these. I've never seen Parks and Rec.
And question number five. Which 1990 movie features the line, "Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?"
Yeah, that's not any better for you. that's tough.
Yeah,
that's
no.
A hard one. That's a hard one. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Man, I had high hopes, too. I thought Mike was going to get 4 out of 5.
They lined up in my wheelhouse. Pretty much everything was...
I know.
Just
the,
die of
the
it.
The stars didn't align this morning. Kennedy, welcome back.
Okay, hi.
Mike from Medford got 1 out of 5 correct.
Sooch!
It's $1,000 sooch right there.
Yeah, these are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Balloonerism is the new album coming January 17th. It will be the second posthumous album since the death of this rapper in September of 2018. Ariana Grande dated him for almost 2 years. Who is he?
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller is correct. What do you think about them in releasing a second posthumous album, Dan, for Mac Miller?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of artists have come out and said, don't release my music after I'm gone because mm-hmm. there's a reason I didn't release it in the
Prince.
First place. Yep. Anderson .Paak has like a tattoo that says, don't release my music after I die.
Yep.
1-0. Question number two. Kennedy, what is the name of the superhero alter ego of Diana Prince?
Wonder Woman.
2-1. Can you name the school in Gossip Girl?
No.
The Constance Billard School for Girls.
No, of course.
Who doesn't know that?
2-1. Question number four. How about the name of the how about the name of the fictional town in Parks and Rec?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I'll wait.
It's Pawnee.
Pawnee is correct. 3-1. Question number five. Which 1990 movie franchise, a movie, features the line, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here? It's a hard one.
I don't know.
Back to the Future 3.
You did a question about Back to the Future 3.
That's a famous line. It's a famous movie quote.
It's not a famous movie, though.
We got a lot of questions we got to write,
nope.
Kennedy.
I agree with Kennedy on that.
We got to write a lot of questions around
Back
here.
Back to the Future, okay.
Back to the Future 3, that's a classic.
No, it's not. Really? Yes. Where does it take place?
In
exactly.
The past.
No.
Is 3 the one that's in the Wild West?
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets
the
win.
This is what we get for allowing him to write these questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't tell you. I cut a little side deal with Sal. I get a kickback on every time you win. So we don't have to give out $1,000. I get like a $10 thing.
But you berate him at every chance you get?
Well, you know,
something just doesn't feel right here.
Sure, you got to have side deals, get a little side hustle.
Are we done yet?
If we're going to start poking holes in the plot, this whole thing's going to unravel.
It's my job. That is why I am here.
Well, Mike,
this
I'm
whole
sorry.
Thing's a house of cards.
Mike, we do appreciate you calling in and play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Mike from Medford, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.